Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hello.
We are on the seventh issue of the Swamp Thing arc.
Because it's eight, so.
Yeah, I think I said fifth on the last one.
Well.
Wouldn't be the first time I was wrong on something. Won't be the last. we're on the seventh issue, issue 41 of the Swamp Thing arc. And
this one came out around my birthday. Woo.
There we go.
My first birthday, even.
If you'd like to check out what we've already covered of the Alan Moore Swamp Thing run, go listen to our last six issues, as well as issues 31 through 38, and 90, I can't do remember.
Oh, I thought you had it.
I think it's 97, yep. 97 through 103. And so let's get into this one.
Okay, so I'd like to point out this cover. The Swamp Thing voodoo doll that's on there looks like the fucking Grinch that stole Christmas.
Yep.
And not like the cartoon one, like the Jim Carrey one. I think it was Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one wasn't good.
No. No.
Had a few good moments.
Sure.
Okay, so we open up to some graves.
Yeah, basically, it's at the cemetery, and it's talking about, like, you know, what do dead people think about? You know, what happens when you continue on in your body? Do you just sit there and look at the inside of the coffin and blah, 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 blah?
These graves are on this plantation in Louisiana.
Trigger warning for racism.
This one is full of racism and abuse and
all kinds of bad shit like that.
Yeah, it was kind of, not gonna lie, it was a little rough reading.
Yeah, and it's, I guess at the time maybe it would have been a little bit more accepted, but it's just, it's.
Are you referring to the time of the 1800s when it happened, or?
Yeah.
1985 when this was printed.
Like, it's, I mean, it's obviously, you know, probably historically accurate for.
I guarantee when, it probably, yeah.
Yeah. But no, but like, and. Like, I give them props because, you know, they make it out to be the vile villain that it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, it, you know, it does kind of, you know, play into that. But it was just, yeah, there were some parts in it were just fucked up.
Like, right here, we start out with this quick story. Charlotte, you are tainted. You are repulsive to me. Do you understand? Repulsive. This thing that you have consorted with is lower than an animal. Between you, you fouled the name of Roberta Land. You are no longer fit to bear my children. Oh, no. Oh, Wesley, please. Now, Charlotte here
has often said that we're all no different beneath the skin. Well, I propose we put that to a test. Take this creature down to the cellar and flay it.
Oh, God, Wesley, don't.
Mr. Jackson, please, Mr. Jackson. I didn't mean no harm. The lady asked me in.
Mr. Jackson, tell them to let me go. Wesley, I'll do anything. Please stop it. Please, Wesley. Wesley, you're hurting my arm. What are you taking? Or where are you taking? You're coming to watch, Charlotte, all right? Over
by that post will do fine.
And then we have a couple of screams.
And it shows, like, chains by this post.
Yep, and then this post is just destroyed. It was basically, as that story is going on, we're going into this plantation house mansion.
It's overrun. It's basically going through where they were where this story was happening, but we're just hearing the echoes of the past.
Yep,
basically.
And that story is important because of
what is to come
in this issue.
Yeah.
So we have actually a date, July 25th, 1985.
All right. So, anyways, we come into Abby and Swamp Thing again talking.
Abby says that,
you know, could you run that by me again? What do you mean Constantine wanted you in Louisiana? And he's like, he claims that the darkness that's stirring is going to happen here. Have you noticed anything weird? And she's like, nope, home's been quiet.
I hear the work situation is looking up a little since the TV people arrived. And he's like, TV?
TV.
I mean, he knows what TV is, but yeah, she says that there's some big soap opera that's going to be happening.
No, also, they're casting a lot of local black people as slaves because outsiders don't look right. So, like, all these descendants of liberated slaves are earning good money by becoming slaves again. Is that funny or sad? And Swamp Thing says...
It's human.
But anyways, you know, they're having a good day, and they're just talking, and, you know, she's like, you know, traveling all over the place, growing a new body somewhere, doesn't it make you feel sort of disconnected?
And he's, like, disconnected, questioning it. She says, well, I've always thought of your body as you, but now it's just something you dress up in occasionally. I don't know. Sometimes I feel as if you're somewhere else and I'm hugging your jacket.
And he says, yes, I am changing, but I know that whatever I change into, it will always love you. This disquiet that you feel is unnecessary.
And she's like, no. She says,
no, it's human.
Nice little jab back at him.
Yep.
So we go back to what we found out is the Jackson Plantation. The old Roberta Land.
Yeah.
Land.
Whatever. But you come in and he says, you know.
These are two of the actors. Actor, actress.
Someone did some tests to make sure this blood stain, it must be more than a century old, and it's human. Oh, that's just repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they'll clean the whole place up before shooting starts so that it won't offend you for much longer. And then you watch that step, it's rotten.
Yeah.
And then you got her fucking rude ass. Well, I wish they'd clean up some of the extras.
Yeah. Referring to all of the black people that are coming to be the slaves.
Angela, you know that's an incredibly racist comment. Oh, so I'm racist, but Carlton's black power stuff is okay because he's black, right? Honestly, Richard, everything he says, you just lap it up. It's pathetic. And then he's like, you know, that's really oversimplifying a complex political situation. And she's like, oh, God, just grow up.
Richard says, like,
Richard's trying to be open-minded.
He really is.
And he's like, you've got to understand that, you know, it's...
Well, he also states that if you didn't want to work with Billy then Carlton, you
shouldn't have signed up for
the black man. Like, you shouldn't have signed up for this role. She says, if you're so averse to racism, how come you signed up to be the slave boss? Talking to Richard. Neither one of them want to admit that they are actually racist, but they're blaming the other one.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... They're being...
Diet jerks. Racist.
Yeah, diet racist works. We go to Billy... And he's talking to his, I think this is his manager. But as he's talking to him, he sees the house around him change from this old, dirty, drab, musty, burnt up,
to like what
everything.
To what it would look like back in its prime.
Yeah, to like everything all bright and beautiful. And he's like, what the, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get this. His manager's like, hey Billy, I thought we talked about this. You need to stay off the powder.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, man. Okay.
So anyways, we go... the next page starts off on July 26th. Mystère de Grand Saint Anne. And you got Abby again swimming in her fucking jeans and t-shirts.
And, why the fuck not, right?
Yeah, right? And she's like, oh, are you coming in? It's terrific. No. I do not dry quickly at night, and when I'm saturated, I feel heavy and uncomfortable. Which, yeah, I mean, hey, it's understandable. You know, it's he's, you know, a big soggy mess of, well, plant matter.
Yeah.
She says, so let the wet body dry and grow a new one. And he says, I do not think you were right earlier. You must I must restrain myself in the use of these abilities, lest I forget what I am. And she said, yeah, well, you wouldn't be the first. I called by the film set today and picked up a little part-time gopher work. Some of those actors, I think they lose touch with reality, you know? It affects their personalities.
Here's my question on that. Which, fine, that's, like, what she's doing is fine. Thought she had a full-time job at Elysium Lawns.
Actually, maybe it was only a part-time job. Because there were a lot of times, like, when the whole Matt situation was going on where she wasn't working for, you know, like, a couple days.
Like, well, when Arcane got into him? Or
yeah.
Okay.
She wasn't actually ever there full time.
Okay. Because
she was always somewhere else going on, you know, whether she was with Swamp Thing or, you know, doing this or doing that.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was only a part-time job.
Okay. And that's what I found funny. I thought it was a full-time job. And then she
picked up an extra job because he needed an in on the set. No.
Kind of.
But, you know, they're just like, oh, it's just hostile and agitated workplace and bad blood going around and a lot of tension.
Yeah. And then we get Billy yelling, forget it. You know, either this line goes or I go. And he's talking about how, I'm most powerful. Sorry, Ms. Rebecca. Jeez, you seriously expect me to do this stepping, fetching stuff? And then the director, Dennis, is like, look, this is the early days. We can change the lines. We want you guys to get comfortable with the script and get comfortable into the mindset. You know, we'll change the line anytime.
And then, of course, Angie. If anybody is open to my input, I say we keep the line and get rid of him.
Yeah.
And then you've got, what was the other dude's name?
Richard.
Richard. Angie.
Yeah, it's like, Billy's like, you hear that, man? You think I'm going to get down on my knees and say, I'm the most powerful, sorry.
Right. To that great white whale over there.
Yep.
And then she's like, what?
Yeah, I love that they are all just so attacking each other, which I guess this is normal. I've heard horror stories on film sets before.
Yeah.
But
like even just TV shows and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
People hate each other and like have to.
Did you know that in Home Improvement, Tim Allen and Jill, can't remember her name.
The wife
hated each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with Lois and Clark.
What? Dean and Terry Hatcher?
Yeah. Hated each other.
Did they really?
Hated each other.
I did not know.
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting. As we get back to it, though.
Yeah, but they're arguing hardcore.
Yeah.
And they're like, look, let's just do some fucking line reading, all right? And he's like, all right. And then, like, it goes back to the mansion being in, like, you know, pristine shape.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you look beautiful.
One thing I want to point out, and I don't know if you noticed this or not.
The clothes change and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And while the director and Richard and everybody's there, like, Billy and Angie's clothes change, their demeanor
completely
changes.
Yeah.
And they are, it kind of shows that there is a connection there.
Some underlying.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, yeah, and then he says, that's not in the script, but it's great. Keep going. Do your line same as usual, Angela.
Yep.
Please, those are not proper sentiments, blah, blah, blah. But, like, they're going back, and he's like, he gets on his knees, I'm sorry, Miss Charlotte. I didn't mean to speak out of turn, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, terrific, I love it, Billy. That was great dialogue. We're leaving it in, but just remember that Angela's character's name is Rebecca. I don't know where the hell Charlotte came from.
You would almost think, and then immediately after, Billy's like, Charlotte. And both Billy and Angela are back in their normal clothes.
Yeah.
Like, it just... You would think, and I'm assuming these people saw that.
No.
I could be wrong.
That's in their mind. That's
just these two?
It's in Billy and Charlotte's mind.
Okay.
That's what's happening. Like, because what's happening is they're flashing back to the past.
Okay.
To
the past is coming to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other people are just seeing it as what's going on in real life.
Gotcha. I would state that no one is questioning anything. Like, these guys said the wrong names.
Names and the wrong lines and... Yeah.
And the director's like, oh, that's great. We love it. Let's go with it.
Just remember
the right names. That's all you got to do. There's a part later on where they keep calling it Roberta Land, the actual land, probably, instead of whatever land.
It's supposed to be in the TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the director's like, no, this is, okay, fine. Just remember you're supposed to do it this way.
Mm. So anyways, after that scene, you know, Billy's like, yeah, I just need to get the hell out of here. You know, I'm going to go get me some sleep someplace away from all you turkeys. And then Richard, who's supposed to be this, you know, understanding guy, what is it with those people?
Yeah. And Angie's just like, maybe he just got tired of being such a...
You being such an ingrained liberal jerk all the time.
You know, for once, I sympathize with him. And I wonder if this is going to be the beginning of her turning a leaf
for him. Well, something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, like, you know, he's like, so, you know, you want to go to New Orleans with me for the seafood tonight and get a chance to change the scenery? And she says, no thanks. Suddenly, I like the scenery around here just fine.
Go to the next page, and it's July 29th now.
Offering of food to Maitre Silverin. Offering flowers to I don't know. I don't speak French.
So we're back on.
Never mind.
We're back on to set on the plantation. The ground are overflowing with all of these extras, and Billy is, I guess, having some trouble with it.
Hey, what's with the extras? Where did all these flowers and stuff come from? Well, they seem happy enough. Hey, we doing rehearsing indoors today? Yeah, the floors are safe enough to stand on, though, you know.
And apparently this scene is Richard being the boss.
Yeah.
The
turning into the slave owner from...
Yeah, there we go. Slave owner boss. Mr. Jackson.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
No, Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
But he's having real trouble trying to get into the mindset. Like, he doesn't want...
He
thinks that just talking about or acting out is going to make him racist. And he's not... Hand to God, he's not a racist. Billy's like, what do you think? Thinking like a slave comes any easier to me?
Which, okay, in that confrontation right there, like, that was uncalled for.
A little bit.
Because that's like, you know... He's just saying that he's having a hard time, you know, doing what he needs to do.
Yeah.
Which is understandable sometimes. But, I mean,
same with Billy. Like, he's having a hard time trying to be a slave.
But he didn't have to throw it up in his face.
He didn't.
Because that right there is exacerbating it. That's like basically saying, you know, because you're saying this, you're racist.
Mm-hmm. So we then get Richard, in his mind, becomes the slave owner. He's got the jacket and the whip.
Kills me because he looks like he's ready to go ride a horse at a fancy country club type of thing.
That's fair. Yeah.
Graduated from Yawdale with a 4.0 grade average.
But then he starts whipping.
Well, okay, the line was, Mr. Davenport, I resent these things you're saying. And then, like, when he switches over to the slave driving dude from, like, the past, it's, you resent? How dare you? And then he gets out the whip and just starts fucking going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not fit to speak to me. You're not fit to lick my shoes. And, like, he really goes crazy about it. And then, like, he phases out of it back to his normal self.
And this is what I was talking about. He said, you people are damned lucky to work here at Roboterland. Damned lucky. And Dennis, like... And you said you were having problems, Richard. That was fabulous. One thing, though. Will everybody please remember that Roboterland is the name of the real plantation. In the show, it's called Providence.
And then Richard's like, Billy, geez, what the hell just happened? I mean, I didn't mean to hit you like that. And he says, hit me? Was that some kind of head trip or something? Hit me with what? And then, like, he's literally shaking, and he's like,
shit. Now, you'd also think that after what Billy has seen,
he'd understand the most. What was going on. Yeah.
We then get Swamp Thing. It's nighttime now. Swamp Thing is coming up to the plantation, and he happens upon the graveyard
saw the top picture, I literally thought there were people on fire.
Oh, burning.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on there?
Yeah, no, they're just burning
fires around. They're having parties around or whatever.
But as he looks upon the graveyard, he notices that there is a salt pattern around the graveyard. It looks very, I'm not going to say voodoo-esque, but very...
intentional?
Yeah. Like, it was there. It's there for a reason.
Yes.
He doesn't know why. He doesn't know why it was there.
Because he's never seen Hocus Pocus.
Ooh. I was just thinking about that movie the other day.
Yeah, all the time. Good
movie.
It's great.
Yeah.
Now we're up to August 25th.
Yeah, it's been about a month, and the house is
looking a lot better.
Back to the glory, yeah. Whatever.
Well, ish. I mean,
well,
it's looking a lot better than it was.
Yes. They can basically start shooting everywhere now. Dennis and Richard are talking, and Richard's just like, you know, when do we start shooting? Dennis is like, oh, about four days' time. You all had long enough to rehearse and soak up the atmosphere of the location. I figure we're ready.
One thing's for sure, they're getting ready for something. Those aren't spirituals they're singing out there. You know, they have their own religions. Those people, they had good jobs and good prospects, but stick them out here and they revert to type. And he says, Richard, who are we talking about?
Richard's like, why the colored, of course. Who else would we be talking about? Richard, don't you mean the extras? Sure, the extras. Isn't that what I said? And it's almost
like
scary
how he slips back and forth.
Yeah, everything is just slipping in.
And like he doesn't even notice.
Because then we go back to Angela and Billy, and he's
snorting on the powder. Coke.
Yeah. But yeah, it slips in to them have a conversation between Charlotte and William. Saying about how, what was it? I suppose that once shooting starts next Thursday, we'll be seeing a lot more of each other. Maybe I can help take your mind off of stuff. Well, thanks, Charlotte.
I'd like that
Angie.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But then she says, Angela.
Straighten yourself out, Billy. Keep away from the white lines.
Mm-hmm. like again, flipping in and out.
Yeah.
It's starting to come more and more
fluid. Yeah. We're up to August 29th.
And we have this lady in by the graveyard. She's actually putting the salt down. We see that what she's doing. Abby comes up to her and,
hey, what you doing?
Yeah, it's this is a friend of hers from Elysium Lawns. The lady, she's like, oh, mistress, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. Abby's like, mistress, Alice, it's me.
Abby Cable. Yeah. I help with the kids up at Elysian Lawns where you serve the lunches.
Mm-hmm.
You working out here part-time too?
Alice is like, Miss Cable, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. And it, again, slipping into that. Yeah. Like, it's,
hey, no sweat, I've been running around here, blah, 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 you know, but they're talking, and then she's like, I'm working at home this afternoon. And she says, the home? Oh, yeah, sure. What's with all the salt? Is this something the film people ask you for? And she's like, no. Or for keeping slugs out of the graveyard. She says, no, I don't know. I just feel like something I ought to do, you know? And she's like, sure. Listen, Alice, the sun is getting pretty fierce. Maybe you should go indoors. Like, she thinks she's having some kind of like a...
like heatstroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun don't worry me, mistress. Gonna be dark soon enough. Gonna be real dark.
And this is... Abby is back with Swamp Thing, and she's basically telling him that something's not right. Like, there is something wrong about that place. There's like a heavy fog over there, or a heavy atmosphere at the place. And so Swamp Thing's like, okay.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah, we'll go look at it. Like, I was up there a few weeks ago, and the atmosphere did feel strange. So I'll go tomorrow. Abby's like, no, I think we should go tonight. I don't think tomorrow will be good. Like, we need to go right now. So they do. They head over there. We go back to the plantation. And now
I wanted to point this part out right here, though. He says, very well, if you're that concerned, we can go now. And she says, right, you aren't going to say that it's too dangerous and that I should stay here or anything? And he says, I have too great a respect for your strength. The idea would be ridiculous. And she's taking him back, and she's like, yeah, that's right. Ridiculous. Because she was expecting to be like, you know.
Well, I mean, he is trying to protect her.
But at the same time, he still, you know, has enough respect for her to, you know, not treat her like.
Yeah, like she got through the Monkey King.
Yeah.
Unscathed, for the most part.
Yeah.
There was also, what else was there?
Dealing with Matt.
Arcane. The entire thing. Yeah. So she's a fighter. It's obvious.
So we go back to the house, and you've got Richard. He says he's talking about something. He says, "Where's Charlotte?"
Well, so no, he's talking to Dennis. Richard is talking to Dennis, but he, at this point, everybody is now in full on. I'm gonna say ghost mode.
Basically, yeah.
Like whatever.
Well,
spirits,
almost. No. Because look, this guy right here. He says
that's Dennis. He's the director. He's not being affected by
that. That's what I'm saying. So like, it's just everybody that has
the three of them.
Yeah.
Well, and the extras.
Yeah, sort of. Some of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah, but anyways, so he's like, you know, who gave them permission to light these fires? And he says, where's Charlotte? And he says, what? And he says, I said, where's Angela? I haven't seen her around the place. Oh, who cares? This whole show is out of control. Nobody takes any notice of me. I mean, the costumes you're wearing, this isn't the one I specified.
Like, Dennis, I asked you if you've seen Angela. Well, yeah, I thought I saw her with Billy go inside as they went inside earlier. What of it? Anyway.
Inside together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what? Listen, Richard, I don't have to put up with this madness. My contract says I needn't tolerate unreasonable behavior. Want to read it? Richard is ignoring Dennis, and he snaps his fingers.
You two, come with me.
Right away, Mr. Wesley.
It's on my contract, Richard, in black and white. Like, he's still yelling, like, you know, I don't have to deal with your bullshit.
Yep. And then we come to Angela and Billy, now William and Charlotte, and they are embracing each other.
Billy, what are you thinking about? I don't know. I just feel like there's something wrong with all this, you know, with you and me and everything. And she's like, tonight there's just us, William. The rest of the world doesn't matter.
Miss Charlotte, I'm so afraid. Just hold me, William. Nothing will happen. I promise you, everything will be fine. As Wesley opens up the door.
What do we have
here?
Sees
him.
In his Scarface costume.
Yeah. We then get the story at the very beginning is now playing out again with those three. We'll touch on that here in a second. We go back to Swamp Thing and Abby, and they're coming up on the plantation, and they're seeing all of the bonfires. And then they're also seeing all the chickens and the sacrifices. And they're piecing it together quickly that something is not right.
And then you've got Richard again, and he says, you know, Charlotte, you've tainted yourself. You repulse me. You understand?
Mm-hmm. The story we...
Uh-huh. Yep. And then, he slaps her.
Yep.
And she's like, please, Mr. Linder, can somebody tell me what's going on? He says, I don't know. I can't think straight. I keep getting these pictures in my head. Terrible pictures. All the blood. That cruelty.
Richard is saying, you know, Charlotte here has often said that there's no different...
Yeah, basically everything we said earlier.
So they drag him down to the basement where that pillar was. Drag Billy down.
Yeah, and took Charlotte with him.
Yep. And now they're going to flay him alive.
And Abby is like, oh, God, I can feel it, Alec. Can you? It's coming to life, the whole place.
Oh, man, it's...
And then that's... They tie
Billy to the pillar, blindfold him, gag him.
And it says, shall we begin? Oh, and that's where it leaves us.
So bad. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.